family rivalry and deception come straight from one of the most beloved biblical tales. Jacob, the son of Isaac, is fleeing from his brother Esau, from whom he has stolen the family birthright. Exhausted, Jacob lies down and dreams of what is yet to come. A ladder reaching up to heaven with angels ascending and descending appears, and the voice of God is heard, promising Jacob a life filled with love and many descendants to fill the land. Jacob awakens from his dream and sees Rachel, a beauty, at the watering well, and he falls madly in love with her. Our lovers rejoice and dance and set off to tell her father, Laban, Jacob's uncle, the happy news. A wedding contract is agreed upon. Jacob will work for 7 years for Rachel. Now Laban has two daughters. The name of the elder is Leah, who is jealous of Rachel. With her father's help, they deceive Jacob, and amidst the revelry of the wedding celebration, Jacob unknowingly marries not his beloved Rachel, but Leah. In the morning, Jacob discovers the treachery and confronts his father-in-law. Laban explains that the law of this land dictates that the elder daughter must marry first, and that Jacob must work another 7 years for Rachel. Jacob seeks out Rachel, who has gone into hiding. They reaffirm their love, and he pledges to work the additional 7 years. Well, if, as Shakespeare said, the course of true love never did run smooth, this biblical love story is surely one of the bummiest.
Thank you. Thank you.